a call. CART plans, they collaborate, they train with other responders and entities to provide coordinated disaster response for you and your farm animals. That's the whole reason they exist. So they are part of the County Office of Emergency Management, and they are trained to help with exactly this. They have sophisticated equipment, they have trained individuals, and they are prepared to help you. Every county has one. Hunterdon County was the founding county of it, and their mission statement is to safely evacuate, house, and medically treat animals that are displaced by any disaster requiring such measures. CART, C-A-R-T, at co.hunterdon.nj.us is the email. Dolores Rake is, I've had Dolores on the show, she is a dynamo. Director of Administration, her phone number is 908-735-7978. Christy Matarazzo is the Director of Operations, 908-268-5237. They have a Facebook page, Hunterdon County Animal Response Team. Check it out. And after all of this, if you feel that you have sophistication and interest and passion for it, they are always looking for volunteers to help out. So please do yourself a favor and give those folks a call. They or the fire department and or the emergency management team, they can help you get water for your horses, for your cows, for your bison, whatever, your goats, whatever. Please do all that. We're going to take a break, get Michelle Heidi on the phone, talk about the markets. Chris Phelan will be back. He's been on the road with the Office of Emergency Management since Friday night, and he'll give us a status of what he has seen over the last couple of days and what we can do to be prepared for tomorrow and Thursday. We're on WHCR-TV. This is HuntingChamber.com, and we'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
South Korean officials who had meetings this week with North Korean officials, including the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un himself, say that Kim is willing to negotiate with the United States about giving up the North's nuclear weapons. That's despite a statement from the North a few days ago which called it preposterous that the U.S. would suggest it would give up its weapons programs. Meanwhile, the two Koreas have also agreed to a summit meeting between Kim and the South Korean president late next month. Such meetings involving the North Korean leader himself, unprecedented, according to the Heritage Foundation's Bruce Klingner.
Up till now, the person with the most, the foreigner with the most FaceTime would be Dennis Rodman.
A second big winter storm in a week will be hitting the Northeast in New England starting on Wednesday into Thursday. They say it won't be as windy as last week's deadly storm. This is USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens Trimetrics. That's not just good news. It's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Time to talk about the markets. It's funny, all of a sudden when you go through a power outage and all sorts of other snow shoveling and snow removal and tree removal, the markets don't seem as important, sorry to say.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. You know, you can get back to the basics of
yep.
having water and power and, you know, get it back to the basics. Sometimes it helps put things in perspective as far as what's important in life.
Yeah, there's a... Back when I was studying in academia, there's Bloom's taxonomy, and basically, if you can't take care of your basics, food, water, shelter, and clothing, all of a sudden, everything else is immaterial. You're completely focused on that. That's the survival mechanism.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Are any companies benefiting from our pitfalls here? Be funny to see if anybody all of a sudden has got a, you know, normally around this time, or it actually be in a couple weeks, we're going to hear about all the earnings reports and how the weather affected them.
Exactly.
But wouldn't it be neat if we had a company that came on and said, well, we had those two nor'easters and we made a fortune because of it.
Exactly. I'm sure any, you know, the companies related to tree removal.
Right,
you know, anything having to do with outdoor, you know, especially the spring outdoor cleanups and landscaping and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, obviously the power companies, although with regulations and things, there's, you know, obviously some limitations there. But, yeah, it's
too much. So where we are today? What's going on?
Not in a negative fashion. So the Dow is set to open up triple digits after North Korea says it's open to talk about meat.
Wow.
So that's interesting news. You know, we'll see how true it is and what that actually means. But that was obviously seen as positive. But we got North Korea expressing a willingness to talk about denuclearization.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also had President Trump yesterday coming out and talking about the fact that, well, to drop the tariffs if a quote fair NAFTA agreement was signed. So that's also obviously seen as a positive when we saw that.
So just literally turn it
yesterday.
Off.
So we sort of say, well, we're trying to scare everybody, we're proposing that, you know, really blah, blah, blah. Again, we won't know until we see what exactly happens there.
Mm-hmm.
But those two things combined, right now the Dow futures are up 144, S&P up 11, NASDAQ.
Leave the door open. And good afternoon, Flemington. It's Bill Wolfson with the Sports Guys, or should I say Guy? I'm the only one here. Patricia Scatterty-Smith is down in Washington, D.C. at a Peace Corps reunion, and who knows where John Manfriga is. He could be anywhere. He could be in Florida watching somebody running a marathon at Disney. He could be out in Las Vegas pulling a few handles and drinking more than a few beers. But me, I'm here, and folks, you're stuck with me. We're going to have a snowy weekend this weekend. We're getting snow tonight. After we got some this morning, we're getting snow again Sunday. We're going to get Saturday snow, pardon me. We're going to get snow again Sunday. And so let me give you all the white, pretty details, because I'm going cross-country skiing sometime tomorrow. Right now it's 34 degrees out. Here in cloudy, dreary Flemington. We're probably going to get rain and then some snow. There's a 60 to 100% chance of rain and snow and then sleet. It should end up down around 31. Saturday might warm up a little bit. It's going to go from rain to snow and back and forth with a high of about 40. I'll believe it when I see it or feel it. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. Sunday, partly cloudy. And then, hey, getting some rain. 60% chance of that. And Sunday night, rain, snow, and then more snow. Monday, we're 90% chance of snow, and then the sun might just decide to show up. But boy, it's going to be cold. We're going to be getting one of those Alberta Clippers coming out of the west and the north. So it's going to be a cold weekend for us, folks. The weather's not going to be all that great. What we're hoping is that everybody is going to stay warm and toasty. So we ought to hear what's going on in the real world. So let's see if we can't find the news hanging around here somewhere. As you all know, our president is back from Korea, or Hanoi, after talking to the Koreans. I will make no comments because I don't like to talk about political things on a sports show. I see that Bryce Harper has signed a huge baseball contract with my Philadelphia Phillies, and we've got to take a real good look here at some of the other things going on in the real world. And here we are for the news.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem, I think, with having family in official positions, because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border is receiving pushback from House Democrats as they voted to block it earlier this week. It's still unknown what will happen in the Senate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells the CPAC audience why he believes Democrats are against border funding and a border wall.
Here is their reasoning. Trump equals wall. We, the Democrats, hate Trump, therefore no wall. That's it.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
You can add another Democrat to the 2020 White House field. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
This is our moment.
Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, now jumping into the 2020 race, announcing on Friday morning in a YouTube video.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
The 68-year-old Inslee's represented Washington State in Congress for over 20 years before he was elected governor in 2012.
There's an open letter in the New York Times today urging Amazon to give the Big Apple another chance. A group of lawmakers, union leaders, and CEOs, including the heads of MasterCard and Goldman Sachs, are asking Jeff Bezos to reconsider his company decision to abandon plans to build a second headquarters in Long Island City. The Amazon CEO pulled the plug 2 weeks ago following organized pushback by some of the local officials and residents. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The Motion Picture Association gave the movie Unplanned an R rating. Now, the movie deals with abortion, but the filmmakers fear the rating was motivated by politics. Ashley Brachter is a star in the movie, and she talks about the R rating.
I honestly kind of anticipated this because abortion is R rated. And for the MPAA to give us that rating, we don't have nudity, we don't have sex, we don't have language. So the only thing that they could give us an R for is violence. So that means that they agree that abortion is a violent and disturbing act.
And regarding a PG-13 rating, Brachter tells Fox News,
we were hoping for it. I mean, because we would like for teens to be able to go by themselves to the theater. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they can go in many states across the United States and have an abortion without parental consent as young as 13. But they can't go see this movie without parental consent.
NASCAR heads west to Las Vegas to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Many drivers are still unsure what to expect regarding the new rules package, since Daytona and Atlanta can be their own separate tracks and are anomalies on the NASCAR circuit. Last week's winner bragged Keselowski on how Las Vegas is completely different than Atlanta.
Atlanta is a very, I don't know how to put it, Atlanta is not like the other mountain halves in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of tire wear here. Super high speeds and banking, super high tire wear.
The race on Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway begins at 3:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, that's our news. I think we're going to hit the money button and say thanks to some of our great sponsors. So here we go.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
That's our fearless leader, Chris Phelan, and definitely take out an ad on. Become one of our sponsors. We sports guys are always looking for new sponsors, and quite frankly, the Chamber appreciates it. You'll get your message out, and we all know that the only way this community works is if we all pull together and help each other out. So we're always looking for sports-related business guests here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports Guys program. So if you've got a sports-related business or hobby or charity or something of that nature, we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to have you be our guest.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Sports Guys. I'm Bill Wolfson. I'm batting solo tonight. I'm without my cohorts, Patricia Garrity-Smith, who's down in Washington, D.C., doing a Peace Corps reunion. She served in the Peace Corps in Guatemala many, many, many years ago. I think she may be on her way back tonight. And Jovial John Manfreda is probably on his way to the New Jersey Devils game if he's not down in Florida watching somebody running a marathon wearing a tutu. That's not John wearing a tutu. It's the young lady running and wearing the tutu. Or he's on his way to Las Vegas where he's going to pull a few handles and drink a few beers. Meanwhile, folks, even though it's going to be a snowy, crummy, sleety, rainy weekend, spring is just around the corner. And for those of us who like to go boating, we have an annual event down at the Jersey Shore at Silver Cloud Marina for a couple of the yacht clubs, including my yacht club, Cedar Mar Yacht Club. And this one's sponsored usually by the Tall Oaks Yacht Club. And it's called a sock burning, and it happens at 1 o'clock Saturday, April 6th at Silver Cloud Marina down on the Forked River. Great place to go. A lot of good places to eat down there. A beautiful environment and truly one of New Jersey's treasures. What is a sock burning? A sock burning is when all the old sailors who have been wearing the same socks since October pull them off their feet and throw them into the fire and go walking around without socks until the end of next October. So from April to October, those of us who are of a nautical persuasion and like being out on the water, well, we don't always wear socks unless it's to keep those greenhead flies away. Meanwhile, since we're still in the grip of an icy winter, let's talk about my favorite winter sport, ice hockey. You know, John Tavares returned from Toronto to skate on the ice of the New York Islanders at Barclays Center last night. And I watched the game, and I watched the very interesting way that the Islanders put it to the Leafs. You know, Tavares was an icon for the New York Islanders for years and years and years. John Tavares, number 91. And the fans really let him have it. He didn't start in the opening faceoff, but when he took his second shift, there were more boos than I've ever heard, even from my Philadelphia Flyers fans or my Philadelphia Phillies fans, who have a lot to cheer about with Bryce Harper coming around and the Flyers having a decent amount to cheer about with their season getting a little bit better and they've suddenly become relevant in the playoff picture. Flyers face off against the New Jersey Devils tonight up in Newark at 7 o'clock. I'm hoping to get home in time to watch that game and hopefully stay warm and not see too much snow and gird my loins so that I can work on my income taxes tomorrow and do some spackling and painting of some sheetrock, and clean some skylight windows. My wife has a real honeydew weekend for me, but tonight I'm watching hockey after I get done talking to you folks. It's always fun being here. I know we're getting close to 5:30, but let me read you all the cool stuff about the return of John Tavares to New York. You know, the vitriol finally came down, and it came down in abundance. And none of it was going to surprise John Tavares, former Islanders captain who left as a free agent to join his hometown Toronto Maple Leafs, returned to rancorous, raucous hatred in his first game back at the Coliseum, the National Coliseum, not the Barclays Center, last night. He said, "Obviously, I don't expect it to be very welcoming when I return," just a few hours before the game. "But I'm just going to go out there and play the best I can and worry about what I can control." The fans had already started piling up in the parking lot in the early afternoon when Tavares' jerseys were being treated unnaturally. In what then had to be one of the most well-attended pregame warm-ups of all time, the fans began shouting and chanting and letting Tavares know exactly what they thought of his leaving their team before he hit the ice. Every time he came near one of the boards, they were lined with derogatory signs. Then the chant started. First, the anatomical descriptions of what they think of his character. Then the singing chants of, "We don't need you." Then, from the fans whose Islanders had shocked everyone and were in first place in the Metropolitan Museum. As Tavares headed off, a fan threw a jersey at him and just about missed. It only got worse when 13,917 fans decided that they all needed to sit down and watch a hockey game. The game started with a chance of John Tavares, well, an anatomical improbability, and followed by more anatomy, and eventually, "You're a liar." He was booed vehemently every time he touched the puck, and worse, every time he reached the ice. Then came the video tribute on the first TV timeout, coming with 10 minutes remaining in the first period. Now, the Islanders, being a classy organization, produced the video, and it went on for about a minute with the sound hardly audible over everything the fans had to say about Tavares abandoning them to their fate. There were highlights of Tavares scoring game-winning goals, including the one that won the franchise's only playoff series since 1993 when they beat the Flyers. The overtime rally in Game 6 against the Panthers in 2016. Both teams were paying attention, and a lot of players were tapping their sticks in appreciation. Tavares was on the ice, and he raised his stick in acknowledgement, but, ooh, maybe you shouldn't have done that, because the fans had to know that Tavares knew what was coming. He knew the passions of the fan base for the past 9 years since the club took him as their number one overall pick in the 2009 draft. Tavares said about his time with the Islanders, "It meant the world to me. I always said during my time here, and still say it, it's a great place to play hockey. I look with a lot of pride in playing here and being an Islander and being a captain and trying to do everything I can to help this team get to where it wanted to go. Unfortunately, we couldn't accomplish that." As many of you may know, Tavares left to sign a free agent deal with Toronto, a 7-year, $77 million contract, representing a betrayal to so many Islander fans who took to heart all of his proclamations about wanting to stay with the Islanders. He said, "It was a tough decision, the hardest I've ever had to make in my life. Obviously, it took me some time to do it because of how difficult it was. I wasn't really sure I wanted to, and then I made a decision." Well, $77 million certainly made it a lot easier for him to leave the Islanders, and the fans knew it. The timing of it, John Tavares was about to stay. That's really strange. When Lou Lamoriello was hired to run the operation and soon hired Barry Trotz, who had just won a Stanley Cup with Washington, to stand behind the bench,
Tavares was prepared to forfeit free agency that was just a week away. Blind loyalty? I don't know about that. Tavares has eyes for the new regime. And after years of quirky ownership, weird front office behavior from the Islanders, Tyro's behind the bench. Lamoriello and Barry Trotz came with these type of quirks reflecting off the diamonds in their four combined Stanley Cup rings. They're grown-ups. Tavares wanted to believe in the future of the Islanders, so much so he was prepared to sign when going through the entire 17-18 season without an extension. According to him, he was that committed. But saner heads prevailed. Agent Pat Brisson of the CAA urged Tavares to at least meet with teams during the interview period or listen to their pitches, so that's what he did. With the franchise number one on dynasty players with Pat LaFontaine out there, certainly he did. That's when he fell in love all over again. Fell in love with the idea of going back home to Toronto, where he would play for the team that he rooted for as a youngster. Fell in love with being swept off his feet by the presentation offered by Toronto general manager Kyle Dubas and orchestrated by club president Brendan Shanahan, who played for our Detroit Red Wings and was a great hockey player and also with the Devils. So he left one home for another, portrayed as a conquering hero coming back up north and castigated in New York as lower and at least irredeemable than Michael Cohen and in the Berg, where he had been revered since joining the Islanders in 2009 as a first overall draft pick. Tavares really took a lot of grief last night from the Islander fans, and it's interesting about perspective because Toronto Maple Leaf fans are nothing but polite. And you don't really see the same kind of craziness or the obscene gestures that you will, you know, saw last night on Nassau Coliseum. The strange thing is that nobody ever played with who did so much behind the scenes got treated so badly. He organized dinners for the players. He made sure everybody was in the proper hotels. He set things up for family members of players. He did all the little things and looked after the team, and that's why he wore the C. It was anything but a laughing matter as Tavares returned to the island last night, wearing the Maple Leafs logo for the first time on Thursday. A demonstration of rage was now expected from fans who have been stoking a narrative of betrayal since July 1. If Artemi Panarin decides to sign with the Islanders next year as a free agent this summer, he would, of course, be hailed. In Columbus, where he's playing now, he's skating tonight. He skated the other night against the Flyers. He's a bum. That's the way it works with some of our fans, without whom there would be no Islanders, no NHL, no Flyers, no pro sports leagues, and no writers or sports commentators to talk about this. But here's the thing. The moment he decided to move on, the Islanders moved on, too. If Lamoriello had a list of commandments, one was about the logo in the front of the uniform being more important than the name on the back. And depending on where you go, you get a haircut and a shave. So that's what the Islanders did. The Islanders moved on. They played well. The team is considered to be 6 points clear of a playoff spot. They're tied with the Capitals with two games in hand for first place in the Metro League, Metro Conference, or division. They, in fact, are just 3 points off the pace sent by Toronto, for whom Tavares has scored 36 goals already this year. And he's fourth best in the NHL in putting the puck in the net. In a live-and-let-live world, this would probably be good enough to be anywhere, but unfortunately, this is a real world. The Islanders took a thumping last night, and, you know, John Tavares was there for it, just to make the fans even crazier. So, we'll be right back after we play a few more spots, because I see we're at the bottom of the hour, and once again, it's time for people to hear all the cool stuff that's going on in the real world.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says even if President Trump did order the security clearance, it's not a crime, but...
This is part of the problem, I think, with having family in official positions, because it's hard to be objective. Hard to be objective with the people you're having Thanksgiving dinner with.
President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border is receiving pushback from House Democrats as they voted to block it earlier this week. It's still unknown what will happen in the Senate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells the CPAC audience why he believes Democrats are against border funding and a border wall.
Here is their reasoning. Trump equals wall. We, the Democrats, hate Trump, therefore no wall. That's it.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Well, we're back, and anybody who really wants to hear about the weather or just understand it's going to be cold, snowy, wet, rainy, snowy, cold, wet, rainy, and then get even colder this weekend going into next week. I'm getting out my cross-country skis, and if I catch a break and there's enough snow and not too sleety or slick, I might just go do some cross-country skiing up and down my road. That having been said, as you know, my catchphrase has always been get up off that couch. Well, I'm going to be spackling and painting and cleaning skylights this weekend, plus getting my taxes done. Oh, I've got to render under Caesar that money that they didn't take every 2 weeks out of my paycheck. How about you, folks? Moving right along, we need to... hit the money button again so that our sponsors stay happy with us. So we'll be back right after a couple of commercial messages.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Randy Block's been my friend, and I've relied on him for my own coin and valuation needs, both privately and as an attorney for many years. I find Randy's great to deal with. He's a straight shooter, and he tells it like it is. I recommend Randy to just about anybody.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, for those of you who are Philadelphia sports fans, you all know about Bryce Harper and $330 million for 13 years. An interesting contract. The Philadelphia Phillies have people lined up at the stadium box office for the opening weekend games in Philadelphia, and it should be very interesting to see how this season plays out. The Phils think they've made themselves a competitive team even before Bryce Harper, with the addition of some good catching and some good pitching, including Dave Roberts, formerly of the Yankee bullpen. Well, so it's going to be an interesting baseball season. But meanwhile, last night in Columbus, Ohio, Blue Jackets 4, my Philadelphia Flyers only 3. So in overtime, so close, but yet so far. The Blue Jackets rained on the Flyers a brief two-game win streak, ending the fun with an overtime winner with 33 seconds to go by Seth Jones. Interesting game, lots of highs, lots of lows, and some very questionable refereeing. The overtime goal was not fun. The overtime wasn't going bad for the Flyers. They generally dominated possession, but they just could not find open shooting lanes. But then Artemi Panarin, in the middle of his Calder Cup campaign, made some magic happen. Panarin danced by Claude Giroux, leading Ivan Provorov as a lone defenseman back. And if you really thought Panarin was not going to make the perfect pass to Seth Jones, well, you don't know Flyers hockey. Remember, the Flyers are probably the most frustrating team I've ever watched. The puck bounces one of two ways in the extra session. Maybe the Flyers walk away with a win, but it didn't bounce that way. Panarin made a great play, and Jones made no mistake on the easiest tap-in of his life, and Columbus got the job that they needed to do. You know, this was a key game for the Flyers' their playoff push, and though they did come away with a point, losing out on the potential 2 points against a division rival hurts. Quantity was there, and quality was not. This was the old Dave Haxtell special, with a redo of it. Plenty of shot attempts, not a lot of quality shots. Columbus beat Philly in quality shots overall, but only by 8. The scoring chances, though, were where there was a real big disparity. The Jackets had 26 scary scoring chances relative to the Flyers, only 17, and 9 high-danger chances to the Flyers, 7. So they're getting more quality shots, and they probably could have come away with a win in this one, given how close they were with the poor quality numbers. So the Flyers still could have won this game. Despite a good amount of shot attempts from the low slot crease area, the high volume ones, the high scoring risk ones, the two sides saw a good amount of attempts as well. Comparing this to the Jacks, the majority were coming in the slot area and barely any coming from the point. Let's talk about Travis Sanheim, because he's coming along. So you remember when he got benched by Haxtell over the weekend, over the beginning of the year? Just like the Phils signing Bryce Harper, which is kind of a big deal for me, this season for Sanheim has been incredible. Now, he's a guy to watch. No means is he lighting up the hockey world and competing for the Norris Trophy, but after last season, he might as well be. Haxtell forced Ron Hextall to send him back to the Lehigh Valley Phantoms because he was never going to play hockey otherwise. Then Rick Wilson came in with the Phantoms up in Allentown, and Sanheim's role began to increase. His play improved game by game. After a 10-point season last year, Sanheim now has 27 points in his 64 games and scored 2 goals last night against Columbus. He's on pace for a roughly 35-point season, which I'm not sure even the biggest proponents of Sanheim would have expected this year. Since he's been paired on defense with Ivan Provorov, he's been even more fun to watch. He and Gudas were a fantastic pairing, but I didn't think we saw the offensive production we saw that when he stays with Gudas. In a season which has been really frustrating, his stepping forward as one of the better blue liners on the Flyers has been a bright spot. In a game where the Flyers allowed 58 shot attempts, Sanheim was the leader on the blue line and raw Corsi. Those Corsi numbers, as you know, are statistics to justify whether hockey players are playing well or not. How about the other defensemen outside the top pairing? Other than Shane Gutisbeher and the top pairing of Provorov and Sanheim, the Flyers' defense did not play well last night. Gudas, Phil Myers was so-so, even though it was his third game in the NHL, and Rob Hagg did not play all that well either. Now, Columbus has plenty of star power with Panarin, the newly acquired Matt Duchene, Pierre-Luc Dubois, Seth Jones, and the list goes on and on. Flyer defense has struggled greatly against the star power, and they've lost all 4 games against Columbus this weekend. It was a surprisingly disappointing game for the Flyers' second line because Lindblom, Couturier, and Jacob Voracek had been the Flyers' best line for the past few games, but a 5-on-5, they didn't really do too well. A positive to come out of this was the fact that the Flyers did manage to tie it and get 1 point. So we're looking forward to tonight's game against our New Jersey Devils, and Cam Talbot's supposed to make his debut tonight. I think we are right around the time of our second commercial break, so we're going to hit that money button again and play a few of these commercials. Hang in there, folks.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join.
And ladies and gentlemen,
the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
We have an unexplained John Manfreda sighting. John, good afternoon, and welcome to the back tail end of the sports guys. It's 5:49. We've run another commercial or two. What's shaking with you,
Bill? Good afternoon, and hello, everybody out there. Got a funny story for you, Bill. I ran into somebody the other day, and he said, "You know, you seem like a somewhat interesting guy. You know, what exactly do you do for a living?" And I said to him, "Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm actually a magician." And he said, "Really? You, like, perform on stage?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, absolutely." I said, "In fact, I do a radio show with a couple of fellow professionals who are fellow magicians." He said, "Well, you know, how does that work?" I said, "Well, sometimes we appear before clients. Sometimes we appear before judges." He said, "Yeah, it sounds kind of like a legal thing." I said, "Well, yeah, we're otherwise known as lawyers." And he said, "Why do you call yourself a magician?" And I said, "Because everybody expects us to pull rabbits out of hats, and especially at like 4:45 on a Friday afternoon." And so here I am, Bill, and I know that you probably want to, you know, extol the virtues of Bryce Harper and your Philadelphia Phillies And yes, you and I will be there at the ballpark for the Red Sox-Phillies Interleague Series when it comes up. But I have to tell you, Bill, 13 years? Really?
You know what I think? I think he's going to spend the last four or five when the National League puts in a designated hitter.
Now, that is an interesting perspective. I haven't heard anybody come up with that theory, and that is maybe the Phillies have some insight into that because
I don't know about that, but that's what I think. But remember, he's 26. He's going to play until he's 39 if he plays the outfield.
And there's no opt-out in that contract. Is that correct?
That's right. No opt-out, 13 years, $330 million. Well, that's more than the president makes. The president, he's having a better year.
Yeah, perhaps so. Let's hope Harper has a good year, you know?
I hope he does. Remember, we saw the Phillies beat the Red Sox 7-4.
We did.
The Phillies actually played a good game. The Phillies had a tough first half of the year.
And that was a game, Bill, if you recall, was 3-0 Red Sox, and the Phillies came back.
That's
and
right.
I think the problem with that game is that's when Eovaldi was one of his first starts back, and they left him in through five innings, and they let him get hit, and there were two bad calls at first base. And you know me, I'm never going to admit that your Philadelphia team beat me, but they did win, and I think the Red Sox won the next day to split the series. And overall, it's been a very good competition between the two teams. Looking forward to it, Bill.
I think one of the reasons they brought Harper to Philadelphia is because he's hit more home runs in that park on the road than he's hit any
Is that true? Is that the case?
Yeah, he hit
did not know that.
34 home runs last year, and I think he hit five or six of them in Philadelphia.
So, which is not a hitter's ballpark, but it's not the most difficult. But that's a pretty good accomplishment.
I think it is. And, you know, I've seen him play in Philadelphia. I've never seen him play a home game in Washington. But I've seen him on TV, and against the Phillies and the Mets. And he's a good outfielder. He's got a good arm. He's a five-tool player.
No question. I was going to say five-tool player, and he can bring it to a championship level. I mean, in your estimation, does this, and I'll find out in a couple of weeks when I'm in Vegas and I'm going to put bets on it for us, but do you really think this would elevate the Phillies to the point where, A, they at least get into the postseason, and B, can do some serious damage and go deep into the postseason?
I think the Phillies can get into the postseason if everybody stays healthy and they get the pitching they think they've gotten. Remember, they added Dave Roberts from the Yankees, who was a good relief pitcher. He's a good middle relief guy.
That was a huge acquisition for them.
That's right. They got a very decent catcher off of Derek Jeter at the Marlins because Derek didn't want to sign the guy.
No, now you got a fire sale there.
Yeah, so that was a good deal. And they're not a bad team.
They play in the National League East. The Mets don't appear to be a serious threat. Atlanta's improved, but they're not the championship-caliber team we've known them to be in the past. Washington, on paper, looks like the best team in the National League.
Unfortunately, they play this game on grass.
But they play it on grass, and that is exactly the point that Washington always seems to fall a little short. So do you think the Phillies have now been elevated to the point where they can compete with the big three in the American League, and you all know who those are?
Oh, sure. Here's where I see this going. I think they make the playoffs, hopefully.
You think they? Well, first, basics. Do you think they take this division, Bill?
I don't think they take the division.
Really?
No.
You don't think they can beat Washington or Atlanta with that lineup?
I think that there's two things going on here. Although the pitching has improved, when it gets to be August, that's when we're really going to separate the sheep from the goats. It's going to be late August. People are going to be tired. They're going to have their share of injuries, probably in the infield. Because remember, you've got Michael Franco at third. Good, not a bad hitter, so-so defensively. Tends to be a little injury prone. You've also got Rhys Hoskins, who tends to be injury prone. You have a series of bad luck. I think the Phils did as well as they did the last half of the season because they were well managed by Gabe Kaplan. What I'm concerned about, though, I think the Phillies will be a wild card team. I think they may get past the wild card game into the conference champion.
So you're being conservative with this, Bill.
Yeah, you kind of have to be.
Yeah, until they've done it, they haven't done it yet, so right. You're being conservative. I get you.
And
that's fair.
I don't see the Mets as vastly improved despite the hype. I don't see Atlanta as all that strong. And Washington is
Washington.
Is still a good team.
I'll be honest with you. I think Washington this year, whether they win the division or get in as a wild card, I think they will make it to the quite possibly make it to the NLDS, NLCS. I think this is the year they will they'll certainly get past the division series, I think. Whether or not they have enough to get past the Dodgers or now the Phillies, I don't know. Like you point out, so much of it depends on injuries. Look at what happened late last year. I mean, the American League had two teams hitting 100 wins. Actually, the Astros, I think, did hit 100 also. So you had three teams. But obviously, I'm talking Red Sox, Yankees. Red Sox stayed a little bit healthier. Betts did miss a couple of weeks. You know, they had this share of injuries throughout the year. But number one, they were fairly short-term injuries. And two, the Red Sox had a lot of depth last year. So, yeah, you have a great outfield there with backups. The Yankees, once Judge went down, and we all know that Sanchez was injured all year. So, at that point, I think that accounted for the 6 or 8 games. So, translating that in the National League East, if Washington stays healthy, and we know they collapsed because of injuries last year, if they stay healthy, I would agree with you, Phillies wild card team. If they don't, I think it's their division to lose, Bill.
Well, that may very well be. You know, the hype is a wonderful thing. And
it sells tickets.
It sure does. And I know Harper is considered to be a family kind of guy, good attitude, had a lot of decent things about him. I know he lives out in Las Vegas. He's basically a quiet kind of guy. At the end of the day, he wants to go home and be with his wife and his child, I believe. I have respect for him as a player.
So he's a good clubhouse presence, is your point?
I don't think he's going to be a toxic guy in the clubhouse like a lot of people can be. You see them put up. I was very happy the Phillies did not go after Manny Machado.
I think that was a solid move that they got Harper instead of Machado.
And remember, they had more of a need for a guy like Machado because I'm not impressed with Michael Franco.
Yet they resisted that temptation.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to do that. And I think what killed it is they know their fans and they know the first time the guy doesn't hustle or run to first.
Yeah.
It's going to be the
He'd be booed right up there with Santa Claus.
Worse than that, he'll get booed like John Tavares did last night, showing up at the Nassau Coliseum on skates, but wearing a Maple Leafs uniform.
Yeah.
Well, you should have heard those boos. I saw a little bit of that game. Actually, I saw a lot of that game because it was
Why watch the Flyers or the Devils, right?
Well, tonight we got the Flyers, Devils. Flyers took it on the chin last night, 4-3.
4-3.
Brian Elliott gave up a couple soft goals, but there was a brilliant, brilliant pass by Panarin that resulted in a tap-in in overtime. The Flyers got a point out of a game where they really needed to, and I think this is the team that gets close to the playoffs, but doesn't quite get in.
Yeah, so at that point, what do? You tank the season or whatever. I mean, this is the NHL, not the NBA.
The NHL doesn't – people don't tank. Teams don't tank. That's an interesting thing.
Not since the Pittsburgh Dips, as we know, the debtors in possession years ago when
they ran
Mario
out of money.
Was up there.
They owed so much money to Mario Lemieux.
They had to give him the team. Take my team, please.
Exactly, and he turned into a good team. He hired Ray Shiro, who helped build them back. Ray's now with the Devils, if I'm correct.
That's correct, and booing him out of town.
Well, I'll say, why are the Devils playing so badly?
Well, I think, number one, some people peaked last year. Taylor Hall is clearly the key to that team. Nico Hershey, who's the future for New Jersey, is still young. I think he's only 20 years old now and about 168 pounds. They are a team that's two maybe 3 years away, and they did just get rid of a bunch of guys. They probably got rid of five solid players. restock the team with draft picks, and we'll see where it goes.
Well, you know, folks, it's 6 o'clock. We're rewinding right now, so let me wish you all a great weekend. Get out and play in the snow. Get up off that couch from John Manfreda, Bill Wolfson. We're the
same
sports guys. And, John, any parting words?
I'm sorry we missed Pat today. Hopefully she's enjoying herself somewhere, and we'll see you all next week.
Okay, folks, have a great weekend and stay warm. This is Bill Wolfson and
John Manfreda
wishing you get up off that couch and go play in the snow.
It is time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. It's 8:06, and it is March 6, 2018. Well, we're going to be talking about weather a lot today. Right now in Flemington, it's 33 degrees. Clear skies, 20% chance of precipitation. No wind at this time. Today is Tuesday, March 6, 2018. Sunny to partly cloudy.